But it's also a strange situation because on the one hand, what you also want to be able to do is make art and for it to be kind of seen as art. So it's interesting because I think, you know, artists like myself or Bassam might be asked a lot about what we think of what's going on in the European elections, but we might not be asked necessarily about our writing style or our creative process. You know, you might find kind of writers of colour, they're kind of asked a lot about what they think is going to happen in the midterm elections. They don't get asked about their prose style. And so at the same time, I find myself in this kind of strange position where on the one hand, yes, I guess this is a political film in the sense that it stretches culture in that there's something quite radical about its artistic vision. But really for us, we're making this from a very personal place. And as you know, in the 70s and the 80s, you know, one of the best kind of slogans that the feminists kind of brought into our vernacular is that the personal is the political. You know, so for some people, it might be a political film. But for us as artists, we're drawing from a personal place first. And we want our work to be seen as art before activism and not for it to be automatically be pigeonholed into a political space.